A university president under more pressure. Elisa Brady, Fox News. After 6 days of protests and arrests, pro-Palestinian protesters have more tense up at Columbia University, where the president's facing more calls to resign as this wave of protests continues to spread to campuses around the country and others in New York City.
Just last night, the NYPD was called onto the campus of NYU Now, arresting dozens of protesters who were asked to get out by the university, but they didn't comply, setting up tents in their so-called Gaza encampment.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. NYU requested police to help clear the tent protest, as Columbia did last week. At NYU today, workers are putting up plywood barriers in some areas. Day two of testimony underway at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York after arguments this morning on possible gag order violations.
Judge Juan Merchan heard arguments from both sides before the jury was brought in, but did not rule on the matter. The gag order bars the former president from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, jurors, and court staff, as well as their relatives. Prosecutors say he violated the order 10 times and asked the judge to fine him and hold him in contempt of court. The former president's lawyer argued that his client didn't willfully violate the order and that he was responding to others' comments.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Heading into court earlier, the former president called what's happening on college campuses a disgrace, blaming President Biden, who's heading to Florida, focusing on abortion rights. American journalist Evan Gershkovich stays locked up in Russia at least until the end of June, the 32-year-old losing his latest appeal to be freed from pre-trial detention in a Moscow prison.
It's over a year since the Wall Street Journal reporter was detained and accused of spying for the United States. He, his employer, and the U.S. government all say the charges are untrue. In December, the State Department said it offered a prisoner swap to secure the release of Gershkovich and another jailed American, Paul Whelan.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A manhunt underway for an accused killer suspected of murdering two women and kidnapping a one-year-old boy in Washington State.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are looking for 40-year-old Elias Wiesar, who's accused of killing his ex-wife and his girlfriend in West Richland, Washington, before state police say Wiesar abducted, then fled with his one-year-old child. Wiesar, a former Yakima police officer, is 5'6", 170 pounds, last seen in a 2009 silver Toyota Corolla with Washington plates. He was also charged in February with child rape. Police say it's believed Wiesar is headed to Mexico.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The U.S. Senate takes up a foreign aid package passed by the House.
The time has come to finish the job, to help our friends abroad once and for all.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell both urging support for billions in aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, though the package has also faced some bipartisan criticism. A new concern for pet owners as bird flu shows up in some unlikely places.
Not just for the birds. With bird flu now spreading into dairy cows in nine states, Cleveland vet Dr. Alice Jeroman says, yes, it can infect your dogs or cats. It's happening in France, Poland, South Korea, and here, likely from wild bird droppings or the cat that's hanging around your house that's eaten a bird. Bird flu can kill a bird. Cows seem to fight it off. Pets get symptoms. They may seem depressed, feverish, listless for 5 to 10 days, walk like they're drunk, or act like they can't see. Dr. Jeroman says if you suspect bird flu, alert your vet. She says it's not running rampant, but it could last longer and be fatal. And if you tend to walk through wild bird droppings, don't wear your shoes inside. It could spread the virus. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A rally extended on Wall Street. The Dow's up 197. The S&P and the NASDAQ both up more than 1%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.